Did you ever watch shit, what was it called? The show about, it's like a cartoon about a germ. He's like blue.
Oh my
Do you know what
God.
I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I feel like this came to me in a fever dream. Wait, the germ that's blue? I'm
Yes,
Googling
he's a blue germ. The catch line was he's one cell of a guy.
it. Okay. It's, oh, I don't know.
Look up he's one cell of a guy.
Of
Movie.
a guy. Are you sure? Oh my God. Osmosis Jones. Wait, and
Thank
he's like
God.
kind of hot too.
Oh. I mean, I guess.
What is this a
Anyways.
movie? Anyway.
Mystic balls. Mystic balls.
Mystic balls.
Mystic balls. Mystic balls.
Mystic balls.
Mystic balls.
Hi, Cheyenne.
Hi, Nicole.
How's it going?
You know.
We did just fully talk for like 10 minutes.
It's like not, it's like going medium.
That's, yeah, I mean, we're in a pandemic.
My stomach kind of hurts because I just shoved pizza in my mouth and it wasn't even good, you know, and the cheese is like kind of rubbery and you just eat it.
Yeah. I feel like that's when people hype up pizza. I'm like, honestly, pizza, when pizza's good, it's good. But 90% of pizza is trash, truly.
Yeah, I don't really, I like sexy pizza.
I like exclusively Cosmos, and that's like pretty much it.
No, you like sexy
I do
pizza.
like sexy pizza, and
That's a place in Denver for anyone that's.
for anyone that doesn't know, and coming in at a third is definitely Caesars, Little Caesars.
Oh my
I
God.
know, I don't know what it is. It's just like it's just bread, and
You
it's
might as
delicious.
well have said Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese does have good
That's
pizza.
so. Ew, wait, you know about, speaking of Shane Dawson, you know about that conspiracy theory,
Yeah, oh my
right?
gosh, that
I
was
believe
compelling
it.
too. I believe it.
I know. I don't know if I'd call it a conspiracy theory, though. That's just like a public health,
That's just
like,
like, yeah, safety.
issue.
Did you hear about the also Chuck E. Cheese thing where they were trying to sell their pizzas under another name during like the coronavirus pandemic to sell their
Oh.
pizzas? They called it like some like Anthony's, da, 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 like something weird. But it was Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
It was called like Charles E. Fromage.
Honestly,
They're charging like $10 a slice.
it's like premium pizza. That's
All
funny.
the slices are like handcrafted. That's why they don't
That's
match
why they
up.
don't
Like,
match up. No, honestly, when I saw that video and they ordered it and it was like that, I mean, knowing what I know about Shane Dawson now, it could easily have been staged, but I would like to
I don't
think
trust him.
I don't trust anything he says. You should really watch that video. It's very interesting.
Okay, send it to me. How long was it?
Like an hour and 10
Okay,
minutes.
don't send it to me.
Honestly, I was like, oh, I'll probably just watch a little of this. My eyes were glued to the screen. It's
Well, it's
crazy.
probably horrifying.
And the crazy part is everything is documented and anyone can like pull this stuff up. And he gets in some sort of like internet drama every 2 years, I feel like. And he's always issuing apologies.
I
And I
feel
just,
like more than that.
yeah, it's
Like,
pretty bad.
especially within the past year. Well, there was the cat thing. That was unfortunate. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, well, I mean his like bestiality streak did not end there, so
Dude.
it's all very crazy.
That's so weird. Can you imagine seeing an animal and being like, oh, damn.
No, I really certainly cannot. Like a cat. I mean, do I want to eat my dog up? Absolutely.
Do I want to gobble my kitty cat up?
Of
Yes.
course.
But not.
Not in anything more than just my undying love.
But I wouldn't like do
But
it.
I wouldn't do it. I just love it so much.
Exactly.
Speaking of love.
Oh yeah. Speaking of love.
This episode was compelling.
How are you feeling? I feel like this episode is spectacular.
Really?
not like in quality, obviously, but in terms of getting you hooked.
It does seal the deal. And once you get past the pilot, you're really just like...
The hardest part is over. It's like when you like say like the hardest part of going to the gym is like getting your car
to the gym.
That's the Vampire Diaries pilot.
No, exactly.
The hardest part.
We roll up. Immediately, I'm like, I know what's happening. Someone's about to get bit.
I think that part of, as I was watching this, the theme of like happy couples just like existing and then getting murdered, I think is part of why I like this show.
That's interesting. real interesting take. He fully died, man.
Yeah.
She was from a tree.
Yeah. And she thought it was raining, but it was her lover's blood.
Ugh. And she didn't even want to be camping in the first place. You could just tell. He like dragged her there.
I think that you just can't imagine someone wanting to camp.
Maybe I'm just fully projecting. I'm like, obviously she wanted to be home in her own bed. Wasn't that clear to everyone?
I hate that I'm making fun of people for doing this, but when like their car is locked and they just keep jiggling the
handle,
I'm like, you
literally
idiot.
Thought that too. I was like, running. It's
but
not
Nicole, I do that.
Oh.
But like when you get to someone's car and it's not opening, are you telling me that your first instinct isn't to just wrestle the door?
I know. And the amount of times you would get in trouble as a child, your mom's like, if you keep doing that,
it's not gonna unlock.
And you're like, yeah.
So.
But then just like keep running.
Run, bitch.
Although,
It's a plot device.
Yeah, because he went out to be like, I don't know, he was like checking if it was raining or something. I really don't remember.
he had something for her.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh my God, I forgot. What if it was just a condom?
No, I'm pretty. Yeah, he was like, I'll be right back.
He's like, I have something for you. Pretends it's an engagement ring.
It's just like protection, which honestly, good for him. Not enough men offer that. What?
There is fog in that scene, I realized.
Wait, I was looking out for it. Was there?
There was, but it was like significantly less. And I feel like in the like production room, is that a thing? Production room?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like they were just like, okay, the fog, we got to get rid of it. And then people were like, what about like people that were really into the fog? Like, we can't just get rid of it. Like,
I can't
about,
imagine
like,
who would be into fog.
Like fans of the fog. I don't know.
Fog fans. What do we do about fog? Think of our fog fans.
Yeah. You know,
it was much more subtle and much more believable for sure.
Yeah. So I did notice fog in, but it was very subtle. And I feel like they were just trying to do like a slow fade of the fog instead of just cutting it out. Cause it was, frankly, so much in the first episode. So yeah. And then there is a crow again.
There is a crow. I know.
You just totally missed you. Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, because really, truly that shit goes away.
Cause I saw the crow and I was like, God damn it, Cheyenne. But then again, the crow like didn't do.
It's never clear. Like, at first you're like, oh, he's the crow. Like, oh, right. Vampires must be able to turn into crows.
But then it's, like, not really addressed.
Yeah, and that's just not something that ever, like, is talked about, that they can, like, turn into crows.
And then it's like, is that their pet? Do they just, like, carry around a crow? It's very unclear.
Yeah, you're never going to get, yeah, you're not going to get an answer to any of those questions, so.
Okay.
Bury them.
There is something I do want to point out, though. I just think is an interesting dynamic. The fact that Jeremy is into Vicky and Elena dated Max.
Matt.
Matt and Vicky are brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeremy and Elena are brothers and sister. And I was like, that is crazy.
The crossover is crazy. I'm trying to imagine that like
in real life, right?
Real life.
And then I just started, like, really, my mind was really wandering, and I was like, oh my gosh, if they had kids together, they would be cousins, but wouldn't their DNA technically be, like, half-siblings? Like, I don't even know. It'd be cool.
Wait, let's think about this. If Matt and Elena had a kid, that would be...
Because...
No, there wouldn't be any difference. They just wouldn't be related by marriage. They would be related by blood.
The cousin thing?
Yeah. Like both the kid's aunt and uncle would be blood relatives.
I guess that's true. They'd just be like double blood relatives.
Am I completely wrong in that?
But if they're double blood relatives.
Double blood? That's what are we not talking that about? Term. The amount of like biology and genetics courses I've taken, the fact that I'm sitting here.
Like mind blown. Like,
wait, are they double blood?
Just like kind of think about it. I don't know, man. Because
I don't know. I'd have to draw one of those. I forget the name of it, but one of those things that I used to fail exams over.
If the child,
not a Punnett square, I'm awesome at Punnett squares.
If the child's aunt,
mm-hmm.
We're gonna have to revisit this. But
okay, we'll circle back to that.
I'm pretty sure that they're double blood relatives.
Yeah, that's gonna keep me up tonight. Thanks. The title shows, it shows Elena and Stefan waking up. Elena slept in a full face of makeup and those two layered lace camisoles that we saw in the last episode.
Yes.
Can you imagine? I'd feel like a packaged sausage.
I've been thinking about it a lot since we last spoke as well. Okay. The show's really been consuming my thoughts, but remember when we used to do a double cami and it was just like any other day?
I think camis were only something that I was allowed to wear underneath stuff. And I know that you would wear a cami underneath another cami, but I think that in my household, they were like exclusively for like
undershirts,
undershirt use.
Right.
Or to pull down over the butt of my bootcut jeans to get the lace to come out of my like long sleeve.
Yeah, I really was paying very close attention to the outfits this episode. And Elena's fits, first of all, the diversity wears it. Pretty sure she.
I mean, in her outfits or like in the characters in the show?
I mean, in the cast in general, but in her outfits mostly is what I was referring to. Just the bootcut jeans, man. Oh my gosh, and the low
True Religion.
She's wearing True Religion jeans. Oh, 100%.
Elena's a rich bitch, I think. I mean, the life insurance money. That can you imagine?
Insurance money. Two parents? Are you kidding?
Writing in her diary, she's like, today was different. Like, I feel really good. I'm excited to wake up because I'm going to see him again. Okay, good. Like, I'm glad you're happy and stuff. But I feel like that is a little bit of cause for concern. If you're just, like, moving on from the death of your parents by focusing on a boy, is that just me?
No, it's not. And especially because she broke up with Matt for that exact reason of, like, I need time and I can't be focused on a relationship right now, dude.
Yeah. But he's a vampire and, like, he's cute. So I guess I get it. But,
he's
yeah.
quite mysterious. I mean, on paper, Matt seems perfect. And so far, I love Matt. I mean, he has like four lines where he's just like, I'm very protective of her and like, I'm always going to look out for her. He dresses cute. He seems pretty docile in like a cute way.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems like he would have been a great boyfriend, man. I don't know.
Yeah. The thing about Matt is that he's just such a good guy that I can't be attracted to him.
Okay.
And you don't have that.
No, that makes 100% sense why I'm like, go for Matt. He's so nice. And you're like, Damien.
His name's Damien.
Their last name is Damien. Am I wrong?
Salvatore. You literally think his name was Damien?
No, not the vampires.
They're the Gilberts. Oh, Matt Donovan.
Donovan. God.
Matt Donovan. Yeah.
I'm a mess. I'm, like, trying so hard to. I have their names written down and everything. I could watch a show for 8 seasons, and I'm still, like, the one bitch that runs the Parks Department. What's her name?
Leslie No.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, then Jeremy threatens to kill Tyler.
Yup.
I'm sorry. I just, everything with Jeremy, I'm like, is this necessary?
I mean, Tyler is a scumbag, but that's neither here nor there.
He's the worst. Aunt Jenna.
Yes.
Meets with Mr. Tanner, who Mr. Tanner is so unbelievably awful.
Just like it's not realistic in any. High school teachers can be cruel and evil, but it's so much more subtle. He's just a dick.
We've both had our fair share of like mean.
low-key abuse, but it's like so minute that you're like, wait, was that? I can't tell.
Yeah, and then also so mean to Aunt Jenna, who is like arguably the most likable character at this point.
Mean, and just like gives her this complex too by being like, if the kids mess up, like it will be your fault.
And yeah, it's a whole thing. But he tells her that he's on drugs and he's drinking. And then later we find her like searching his room and like trying to ground him and stuff. And it just,
she's doing the best she can with what she's working with. I mean, can you imagine being put in that position and having to balance like, okay, how do I console these children who've just lost their parents while also giving them a parent in myself, but like trying to be cool? I mean, I just want to give her a hug.
And then one of them has the audacity to start dating a vampire. Like, can you?
And then the other one has the audacity to be an actual drug dealer.
I know. I love that he doesn't even, they like never show him just like selling weed. They only show him dealing literal narcotics.
Like actual pills.
Like opioids.
I'm like, okay, that's actually horrible. I mean, if he was just smoking weed and like selling a couple grams here and there.
He'd be a businessman.
He's running a business. To be slinging pills, people lose their lives.
I will say I love when he's talking to Vicky, like, at the grill, and which, again, did I not say that that's the One Oak of Mystic Falls? He's talking to Vicky at the grill, and she's like, oh, they only gave me, like, the weak stuff, like, for the pain.
She goes, nothing with an O in it, and I was like, I don't know. I didn't really get it, but I was like, am I supposed to get this joke?
He's like, oh, I got you. Don't worry, whatever. Puts the pills in her hands, and she just fully smacks them down right in front of him. Have you ever seen someone do that?
No. This is like a thanks, bro, and you like
put it in your pocket like wrap later. It up in tinfoil.
Yeah, like do what you gotta do. You don't just like fully take it. She's like, cheers, mom.
Cheers, mom. The money. Not that I've ever done an opioid, I'm just saying.
Not that I've ever
It's to the same degree as, like, I don't know. I guess there are some people who, like, smoke with their dealers. I don't know. Just a little.
She's beautiful.
She is beautiful. She's the only one that's, like, believably awkward. You know, like, she's in high school.
Yeah.
Even though she doesn't look like it, but.
I mean, she looks like she's 23.
Yeah, she probably was. yeah, that's Jeremy's whole storyline that we just covered for the episode. Oh, except she is like, oh, like I'm finally getting some attention from Tyler, which, girlfriend, like, hear yourself, help yourself.
Help yourself.
And then the end of the episode, you see her and Tyler, so.
I know, that was kind of a bummer, and I wasn't really expecting that, yeah. Did they kiss? I can't remember if they kiss or they were just, like, holding each other, kind of.
Oh, they started mucking out. Right there at the grill.
I think I, like, looked away at that point. I was like, come on, Vicky, you're better than this.
Yeah, for real. Jeremy, check.
Jeremy.
the worst out of the way.
No, whatever. I think he's a cutie pie.
Did you notice his eyebrows a little bit more this episode?
Yeah, I did.
And?
And... I'm not into it. I don't know.
They're groomed, that's for sure. Nothing wrong with that.
They look great.
They're just really short. Like, they're cut so short. Do you think Jeremy got his eyebrows laminated?
I was literally just going to say, I think Jeremy got his eyebrows laminated. Or they at least did, like, the just, like, hack job with, like, the soap and the spoolie where they were, like...
Okay, let's talk about the whole Matt tells Elena... about how Vicky's doing, and he's like, it's so weird. She said vampire, and then Stefan overhears.
And then he's out of there. They were like, he was like, that's so crazy. She's like, oh my God, can't believe Vicky would say that. And then clearly, now they're like, I mean, Vicky was bit by a vampire, and guess what? I have a question.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
If you're bit by a vampire, you turn into a vampire.
It's more complicated than that.
Okay. Vicky's really been through it.
I feel so, yeah, Vicky is the most aggrieved party in, like, all of the first season, I feel like.
I do want to quickly backtrack and say that if one of my friends were to be attacked by an animal and then woke up in the hospital and said vampire, and I was told that, the conversation would be much longer and much more dramatic than just being like, oh, weird. But wouldn't you, like, really be weird out by that?
I wouldn't believe it, but... I don't know Vicky enough. Like, I don't know if that was, like, haha, classic Vicky. Because they were like, she was drinking.
Oh, she's...
There's something with...
She was on a lot of drugs.
She was, like, at the party.
They were probably like, she's drugs. Like, she's a druggie.
Because they were just like, oh, like, Vicky. Like, I didn't get the sense that they were concerned in the slightest.
Yeah, I mean, they do treat people with addiction problems very poorly so far in this show. But yeah, so that makes sense that they're probably like, oh, she's like a druggie. We can't, like, she's just being crazy. She probably like hallucinated like Scooby-Doo or something and like a week before, you know, and they were like.
Yeah, exactly. And now she's like, vampires. Yeah. And they're like, but anyway, okay,
Stefan zoots out of there and goes to the hospital. He compels her. That's what they call the like persuasion thing, is compelling.
I know, I picked up on that.
He compels her to think it was an animal, and then Matt's there.
Wait, that was actually an interesting, just like the fact that even the compelling thing for Stefan, he's not as strong and as powerful, but like it even translates to like she can be uncompelled by like anyone else, or she can just like forget because he didn't drink human blood or whatever and he's weak. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. Not only can he not like jump, he also can't compel people strongly. That sucks. Anyway, just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, and it's also like really concerning if you can do it but like only halfway, and like that could cause huge problems. So
yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Anyways, yeah, so that happens. Matt is in the hospital. Vicky starts freaking out. Vicky's freaking out. He's going to get a nurse. Stefan comes in, compels her, leaves. Matt comes back in. She's completely fine, doesn't remember freaking out. And then Matt notices Stefan at the hospital. I also love that Stefan has to walk through a blood donation center.
And he's like, freaking out.
There's not like necessarily a comparison, but is that the equivalent to like walking through...
like a bakery.
A bakery, you think? I was going to say strip club. They just make it like a very like lusty thing in the show. It's like a combination of like, it's a combination of eating and having sex, I feel like.
It is, because it is very much like a restraint thing that's more of like a, it's like a physical need and less of like, he just like wants a tasty treat.
Okay.
So you're right. I guess a strip club bakery mashup.
A buffet. What's the name of that place? Oh, Soup Plantation.
What's Soup Plantation?
Soup Plantation is the same thing as, what was it called? Sweet Tomatoes?
Oh, Sweet Tomatoes? Wait. No, it is Sweet Tomatoes.
Is that what it's called? Weird name.
It's like a salad buffet.
It's like a CC's.
It is like a CC's. Well, because at first they have like this gorgeous salad buffet, and then you get to the back and they have like a soft
serve machine. Yeah. I'm glad we were both heading on that.
And then they have like pizza that's been sitting out and like pasta that's crusted over.
Wouldn't you like that pizza though?
My family fucked with some Sweet Tomatoes.
So he's walking through the Sweet Tomatoes strip club. which I thought was really funny. I love when they just like randomly do that to be like, he's a vampire, remember?
He's like, this is hard for him. Well, he narrowly escapes Matt seeing him. Well, Matt catching him. He narrowly escapes Matt catching him.
But Matt like kind of sees him and is like,
the fuck? Why?
Matt's the only character so far that is acting, I feel like, a normal person would be under these circumstances. I feel like he's the only one that's like, this guy's weird.
Oh, yeah, he's not about it. But is that just because he has the hots for Elena.
If you were to meet Stefan and he were to act the way that he's acting in this show,
creepy.
You would be like, who is this person? This is not a high school student. Like, he's weird.
This guy's got secrets. You can just tell.
I do feel like Matt's the only one that is acting, like, in a realistic way. But, you know, supposedly it's because he's, like, likes Elena or whatever, blah, blah. We cut to conversation between Bonnie, Caroline, and Elena, like, little girl talk.
Oh, yes.
Caroline's talking about that mysterious guy, a.k.a. Damon, who she saw at the grill but didn't talk to. Mm-hmm. Caroline's giving Elena a hard time because she hasn't done anything physical with Stefan yet. Elena's like, you know what? Like, you're right. I should go, like, before I change my mind.
Yeah, she's going to freaking seize the day. That was interesting because I'm like, what is her literal plan right now? It's, like, 3 p.m. It's the afternoon. They're having, like, lunch in their high school. And she's going to go, like, she's going to just jump his bones. I was like, okay, girly, what's your plan here?
I mean, to be fair, he has shown up at her house twice without...
That's true. It leaves permission. A lot to be desired.
So she's just, like, returning the favor.
I think she is.
And she doesn't have his phone number, so...
You're right.
She's doing it the old-fashioned way. I mean, she's got guts, for sure. I would never.
But not even if he, like, kept showing up at your house unannounced. Like, I feel like it's pretty clear.
If he kept showing up at my house unannounced, I would have a restraining order against him.
That's Warren. A really good point. You know what? You make a great point with that.
So she goes to his house, to the Salvatore house, which is just incredibly gauche.
I saw it and I was like, what? First of all, where are we? Why does it look like it could be a set in Outlander? It's so just over the top. The ceilings are so high. I was like, this is a palace.
It's so dark and none of them squint when they're in there. And I find it really hard to believe. But I mean, it's also like an old boarding house or whatever. So it's like, that's, I guess that makes sense why it's huge. And also like they're vampires, so like swords, you know,
I don't know,
like old books and shit.
No, you're right. You're right.
Also, I have no idea where in the episode this happened, but I did want to point out him giving her, like, a very expensive first edition Wuthering Heights book. Just, like, in the hallway. And he's like, you keep it.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's all. I don't have anything else to say about it.
The way that Damon snuck up on her, I'm just like, what is with these men sneaking up on women?
I know. And I'm really regretting to inform you that that just never stops. People are spooking each other left and right.
People should be spooking each other. And he was so close to her face too. I was like, well, first of all, watching any show in this climate right now, when people are that close to each other, I'm like, coronavirus. It just freaks me out.
Yeah, I can practically see the respiratory droplets transferring from one mouth into the other. Exactly. All I see when I look at people are just gigantic amoebas.
No, yeah.
Yeah, and then, yeah, he spooks her.
He does give her a spook, and then she's like...
Real close, no mask.
No masks.
No masks on either parties. They're libertarians, apparently.
And then Damon's like, oh my god, you must be Elena. And she's like, oh my god, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, I'm Stefan's brother. She's like, oh my god, I did not know Stefan had a brother. Because guess what? They don't know anything about each other.
Yeah, because they hung out twice.
Twice. They don't even have each other's phone number.
Yeah, and he's like, oh my god, you must be Elena. And then basically immediately jumps into talking about Catherine.
Yeah.
Who we find a little bit more about now. That's the girl in the photo.
The girl in the photo, she broke his heart.
In like 1864.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, like, I don't want you to think he's on the rebound.
Yeah.
Dude, it was 1864.
He's trying to like fuck it up for him.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, she broke his heart. Blah blah. And then Stefan walks in and is hella weird.
That was so crazy. He literally just was like still looking at Elena and he's like, hi Stefan. And then he was there, which just vampire things.
Stefan doesn't even look at Elena.
No, Stefan is being so weird.
really rude. I feel like, you know, like, even if he was having a bad day and was, like, extra horny for blood or whatever, and, like, and, you know, he doesn't like his brother and wants to, like, protect Elena from his brother, like, simply no need to be so rude. Like, you could play it off so much better.
And even Elena was like, hi, and he was like, I'll see you later. And she's like, okay.
Thank you for stopping by, Elena.
And she's like, oh, yeah, I should be going. He's just so hot and cold. Poor Elena's like, my parents are dead. Nice to me.
Pity me. So after this whole thing happens, they're like passing out flyers for the comet, blah, blah, blah. She sees Stefan. Well, he lights her candle. She turns and lights someone else's. Sorry. And it's Stefan's. And then yes. She looks up and he's like, hi. She's like, hi, are you going to be nice to me?
Yeah. She's like, that was weird.
Yeah. And then he apologizes. He mansplains the comet.
He does mansplain the fucking comet.
He delivers one of the most insane lines. We met and we talked and it was epic. But then the sun came up and reality set in.
It was epic.
We met, we talked, and it was epic. But then the sun came up and reality set in. I dare you. I will pay you. Actually, I don't really want to pay anything.
I actually have two quotes that I wrote down that I was like, how did this actually come out of someone's mouth in this show? So I can't wait till we get to those.
Okay, perfect. That's mine.
That's yours. No, I, that one. And then it came up again and I was like, shut up. Shut up.
I know. That's one of those lines where you do the like slow blink at your computer, like the wide eyed.
And that's one of those lines too, that I'm like, God, they really did not give these actors much to work with.
No. And that's why I'm convinced that these are some of the best actors on the planet, because they make that shit work.
Yeah, the script is god awful.
It's so bad. So then she says all that to him and then blows her candle out as she walks away, which is awesome. I want to do that. I might do that tonight, just like with my own candle.
Yeah, go blow out your own candle tonight.
In the mirror.
Blow out your candle in the mirror by yourself?
Think of it.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Vicky's out of the hospital.
She looks incredible, by the way.
I know, her hair is looking good in the hospital. It's like a glam squad coming every morning.
No, she really did. There was like the one scene where she like got up to say hi to, I think it was Matt, and he like came back in the room. Anyway, her hair was like flowing. And I was like, you've been in the hospital for literal days.
Yeah. She's a mermaid.
She's a mermaid. Okay, anyway.
In my version of the show, she's a mermaid.
She's a mermaid.
Yeah, so she's out of hospital. But before that, she has that weird nightmare about Damon's face. It's like not super necessary to cover, but like it happened and you're like spooky. She runs into Damon and she's like, I know you, at the grill.
Yes.
And then she gets all weird and leaves, which, because she probably realized she was being fucking weird.
Do you think she knew, like in the back of her mind?
In my mind,
I was like, she is like, I know you from somewhere and I know it's like not good.
Yeah, that's how I used to feel in college when I was like walking to class and I saw a boy that was like wearing a SIGEP shirt.
Yeah, and you were like, ooh, did I make out with you
last night? I was like, I know you, but like not for a good reason. Not
for any reason that like I need to be talking to you.
So I don't know why I'm giving a shit for it. But so then he's like not so fast and like bites her and shit. Jeremy's like, I can't find her. And then it's revealed that Jeremy has been doing her and that's why he wants to find her. Mm-hmm. And it's like kind of a thing, but then they're like, we don't have time to talk about this. She's missing. So they leave. Stefan and Matt have that weird confrontation.
He's like, hey, why were you at the hospital? And he was like, visiting.
He just could do so much better. You really would think that after years of being like an immortal vampire, you would have become so good at making up
Like, he doesn't need to be this fucking suspicious.
He's so aloof.
He's always like
visiting.
He's always so sketchy. People accuse him of being sketchy, and he's like, I am sketchy. Like,
basically. Yeah. And then okay, this is so not the time to point this out, but I kept focusing on how his like eyebrow crinkle, his like permanent eyebrow crinkle matches his like under the nose like thing. Yeah.
Yes, me too.
Like parallel lines right there.
Yeah.
Continuous parallel lines. Anyways. Oh, Stefan sees her on the rooftop.
And he's like,
he's like messing with her, which I like kind of thought was funny. He's like almost letting her go and then like not.
Because my reaction to that was just like trauma. I was like, oh my God, that's so scary. Can you imagine someone just nonchalantly being like, haha, I'm going to push you off this building. Just kidding.
Then Stefan's up on the, he's like, let Vicky go. Like, Damon compels Vicky into believing that Stefan attacked her. Oh, this is after she, like, remembers that it was Damon who attacked her, because I guess Stefan is, like, not as good at it because he drinks squirrel blood. Damon, like, rips off her Band-Aid and is like, Stefan, like, feed on her, you'll be strong or whatever. And again, I have to make a parallel. Is this a similar thing? Like, if there's already like an open wound that's like healing, is that a similar thing as like food being kind of like a little rotten? Like, wouldn't that not be as appealing to him?
No, I think it's the, I think it's like the same thing as food being fresh out of the oven.
Oh.
It's like ready to go, pre-made, just ready.
Oh, for like you don't even have to like put in energy
to
really get a good chomp.
No. And like the smells are
it's pre-cut.
Yeah, it's pre-cut, pre-packaged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I believe.
Okay. That checks out.
Case.
This is also so dramatic. And again, just like, I know this is a show about vampires, which is so unbelievable that he's like, go ahead and do it. And you can tell, you can have her tell everyone and they can drive a stake through my heart. And like, it'll still be better than like being with you.
Yeah.
Is it me or is there, like, definitely some sexual tension between these two?
No, there definitely is. And then here's one of my two favorite lines where Damon goes, oh, wait, Stefan's like, why are you doing this? Or something along those lines. And Damon goes, that's for me to know and you to dot, dot, dot.
Oh.
And I was like, wait a minute.
I know.
Just adding your own ellipses to a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Incredible. And I love that Ian Somerhalder gets away with so much just because he's hot.
Is that Damon?
That's Damon. Okay. Like the things that he can say and
I was like, that checks out.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, it's only until later that you're like, did he literally spell out an ellipses?
literally.
Like, I don't, yeah. So that happens. And then Damon, like, changes his mind. Are his feelings hurt that his brother, like, doesn't want to be around
him? No, I think his feelings are genuinely hurt because he's like, yeah, like, we can just go back to being, like, a brother duo. Or that's what, that's what Stefan assumes he's doing.
He just wants
to be... wants the brotherhood back, man. Just to be, like, hunting people together.
Yeah. I feel like that's the first, like, sympathy at all we can feel towards Damon. Like, so far, that's the only time he's shown, like, a human side.
It is. It's the first time you've seen him be vulnerable.
Like, points for the bare minimum.
Did also accuse, well, it was just, I can't remember if it was this scene or in the house, but he was like, you pretend to be a human, and it's so interesting for me to just think that it's all charade. They have to pretend to be high school students.
Oh yeah, that's absurd. Stefan deserves some pain for that, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, also back at the house is when the crow showed up. I just feel like I have
to. Like, so briefly, and it didn't just like literally anything.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, yeah, that I think is the last we've seen with the crow, but.
I mean, I can't believe a word you say, but we'll see.
Okay, back to the grill, because all roads lead to the Mystic Grill. Vicky's fine now, because he let her free, and she's like, oh, I took a lot of pills, and just somehow gets down from the roof by herself. I'm not sure.
I love how, like, easily she came off of that. She was like, oh, it must just be super high.
Yeah, basically. Well, because she just snaps back to, you know, whatever state she was in before she was compelled.
They really did pick the right girl to, like, fuck with.
I know, God, but people with addictions are vulnerable to gaslighting.
They really are, dude. So they're at the grill.
So they're at the Mystic Grill. Stefan walks up to Caroline and Bonnie. He's like, where's Elena? Bonnie's like, here's her number and her email. I thought that was good.
I know.
Do you think he ever ended up emailing her? Do you think he has an email?
Probably.
What do you think it is? Thirstyboy@gmail.com.
Like blood lover, but lover with a U.
Squirrel lover. It's just SQRL.
Squirrel lover 28.
No, it's probably just Stefan Salvatore. Or, oh, no, no, because he would have gotten a good one. It would have been like Steph@gmail.com or like Stefan. Like his Instagram handle would just be Stefan.
Ugh, can you imagine?
You either have to buy that or, like, be the first or whatever and then get bought out.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, he gets her email. So she'll be receiving an email from, like, suck you dry @yahoo.com or, like, at, like, ponyexpress.com.
And they touch.
Oh, yeah. And then they touch. Bonnie pulls a That's So Raven.
She does. She has a full-on, like, vision.
It's a whole thing. And then she goes, what happened to you?
And she goes, oh, sorry. That was rude. And excuses herself. That was
rude. Can you imagine? You give someone, like, a piece of paper and just go, what happened to you?
She easily could have played that off, but she just chose not to. So
again, people are not good at that in this show at all.
They're not. No, and like I said, the lines that they're given to work with are truly just the, like.
No one in this show had really strict parents.
No, no.
Because if you have really strict parents, you have in your back pocket an untrue explanation for anything that can be asked of you.
And you would be, you could be rude to anyone.
And light on your feet.
Yeah.
With that. Like,
figure it out.
Like, where was I last night? Sleepover at Nicole's.
Yeah, easy peasy. I could lie at the drop.
We watched She's the Man, we baked brownies, and then we went to Sonic in the morning. Boom.
We went to Sonic in the morning. We got slushy.
Those French toast little dippers. No, we had the French toast dippers.
Ugh, I miss
it. You don't remember that?
I do.
Happened last night. If my mom asks.
Have you seen the TikToks where the girls are with their boyfriends and they call their boyfriend's friends and see if they would lie? Yeah. And they're like, is Johnny with you right now? And they're like, yeah, we're going to Dairy Queen. And she's like, cool.
So brutal. It's
so I would lie for you in a heartbeat.
Thank you, Nicole.
Yeah. What happened to you?
Oh, Elena has her realization when she's talking to Aunt Jenna.
I think the Mystic Grill, this is where my other favorite line happened.
Oh my God, please share.
Caroline goes, ever notice how the druggies are the biggest attention whores?
Again, such stigma around.
Oh my God, I was laughing.
Bonnie just goes, yeah.
And then Elena's like, you're right. And then just like jets out of there. Anyway. Oh, I love the ambiguity of their relationship too. Like sometimes she talks about him like they should be boyfriend, girlfriend, but then they have scarcely talked.
Oh, the way that they speak to each other is intimate from the get-go.
It's intimate.
Yeah.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Me too. I'm like, I don't talk to anyone like that.
She's like pouring her heart. She's like, let me tell you what I would write in my journal.
Yeah, can you imagine in high school if you said that to someone that you had, like, had like a little bit of like flirtation with every once in a while.
They hadn't even kissed.
Can you even imagine saying that to like a high school boyfriend?
No, I no. can't even. My journal was full of just deep, dark secrets.
Oh my God. Like what?
You're just like so dramatic.
No, I'm actually mortified thinking about in just putting myself in the position of being in high school and like a boy picks you up to like go for a drive or whatever. And this is like the second time you've hung out. And all of a sudden you're saying like, we met, we talked, it was epic. But then the sun came up and reality set in. And like, this is what I write in my diary. I would get kicked out of the car.
Yeah. No.
You'd be like,
no,
so you're not going to suck my dick.
No. Yeah. They'd be like, so no head. And then whip you out of the car.
Yeah. Like that teenager and his skateboard on Vine. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Just wanted to clear up that reference. So then she's talking to Aunt Jenna and she's like, well, you're just afraid. And like being afraid doesn't mean that you shouldn't like put yourself out there, blah, blah. I don't know what. And that's when she has her like epiphany. She's like, I need to go to Stefan. She goes to his house or whatever. And they're outside looking at the comet. She's like, this is what I would write in my diary. And I'm like, so scared and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you know what I would write? We met, we talked, and the sun came up and reality set in. And then he goes, this is reality.
And that whole time, oh. I just, what does that even mean?
No, if he said it, are you really telling me that if he looked you in the eyes and said that to you, you wouldn't be like...
I think if he looked me dead in the eyes and goes, we met, we talked, and it was epic. No, you're right. No, you're right. You're right.
The sun came up and reality set in, and he goes, this is reality.
I know. And he's like, we're together. I mean, he doesn't say this, but like they're together and the moment's right.
Gravity by Sarah Bareilles is playing right as she sings the da, la, 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 ooh. You know that part?
Yep.
Yeah, that's when their lips connect.
I was so mad that that scene didn't have the backlighting I needed for me to like see how juicy this kiss was. It was so dark and I was like, I can't even see what's going
it's
on.
It's a CW show. They can't do that much.
You're right.
Actually, they totally can because literally in the next scene, David is going down with Caroline.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So yeah, they fully could have had a little bit more light in that. But I thought it was really, I actually do really like, I like their first kiss. I think it's cute. Yeah. I also just really like Gravity by Sarah Bareilles. Obviously, a much more graphic scene is next because Damon just follows Caroline into the parking lot.
He sneaks up on her. He's about 6 inches from her face.
He be spooking and spreading his respiratory droplets. Then things are getting hot and heavy. I do like that. It shows him going down on her. I'm like, okay, king.
Like, she was going down on her, and she's, like, loving it, and then he bites her.
Yeah, and then he bites her. And I want to talk about the sound effect that they use for biting. I think it's hilarious.
What was it?
It just really sounds like someone's, like, just gnawing on an apple or something. Like, just someone really grossly eating food. Oh, yeah, and that's the end of the episode.
And then that's literally the end of the episode.
Bummer. And I really don't think she finished.
There's no way she finished.
I don't know. Yeah, no.
Super rude of her, of him to, like, not do finish the job.
Yeah. Well, he could have finished the job of the biting part.
Maybe that did it for her.
No, I mean, like, he could have finished, like, her life.
Oh. Is she dead? Oh my God, I hope she's not dead. I love Caroline. Anyway.
Thoughts on the episode?
So I think what's surprising is, first of all, we find out that Stefan and Damon used to be close because apparently they like would do this together. They're like vampire thing. So they used
like, I want to get the band back together.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, oh, that's like kind of a cute sentiment. And it reminded me of what you said last time as far as just like human lives are so disposable to them. because they just live forever and they can be like, bro, I'm just like trying to be your pal. Like, just like, let's go bite some people together, which I thought was cute. I'm glad that they had their first kiss. But I'm ready for their relationship to get like hot and heavy, not even hot and heavy in a sexual sense, but in like a, in an emotional sense, like it's still very surface level and I'm ready for them to dive right in and be the power couple that we deserve and need. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Matt because I think he's just so cute. They can't write him out just yet. And Bonnie, I don't even know where she fits into all this.
I know. Can Bonnie please have something to do? She's just like...
Well, she just like has this magic power that we keep glazing over.
Some questions, frankly, do not get answered. I have to be honest with you. But it's worth the ride.
Things are only just beginning.
Really, like, it's the second episode, so.
Do you have any final thoughts?
No. No. Other than that, Caroline was wearing a pink bra at the very last scene and before she was wearing the yellow dress, and I just like want to know how that like shook out, you know?
I love how sex positive she was. She was like, yeah, like we're gonna have sex right now.
Yeah, we're gonna schmang. Yeah. Again, sending a poor message.
A poor message?
Yeah, and that like if you're sex positive, you'll get bit by a vampire, which could be for like an STD or something.
Or like pregnancy. As in your world ends when you have sex, most likely.
Yeah. It does.
It does. Don't ever do it.
The truth. I never have.
I've never done it, personally. I wouldn't ever, so.
Gross.
Overall, great ep. I'll see you next time.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Mystic balls.